Hey, does anyone here ever get up during the night to go to the bathroom? Show of hands. Oh, look at that. Here we go. Hey, for our vast listening audience, let it be known that all the men raise their hands, right? No big surprise, right? Well, the other night, got just a couple nights ago, I woke up during the night. I won't give any more information than that, Tim. And I couldn't go back to sleep right away because there was a question in my head that was nagging me. Now, the question was nagging me. Jerry was asleep. And the question, more or less, was this: do people continue to behave badly when they're in heaven? And certain people popped into my sleepy head, like Tim and the Steves, and no, that I'm making up. That part I'm making up. But seriously, what will we be like in heaven? Each of us, individually, will we still have the freedom to sin? To miss the mark, to make mistakes. That's what was going through my head. I don't know why. And I thought about it more in the days ahead, but the last thought I had on the matter, before I drifted back off to sleep, was this: that life on earth is like a flu shot. That was my last thought. It's a true story. That's true. Now, not everything I tell you is true, right, Charlie? But this one is true. And then I fell asleep. Okay. And then the next day, at some point during the day, it occurred to me, like, hey, well, I had some kind of a weird thought last night. I was thinking about that. What was that? And it took me a little while, and then I realized, oh yeah, life on Earth is like a flu shot. That's what I was thinking. And then I was thinking about it, I had to think, what did that mean? Right? What was that about? So I was thinking that through, and I want to think that through with you right now. So follow along with me. Okay, here's two questions for you. Do we have, will we have, do we have free will in heaven? And I think so. I think so, yeah. I think we will. And are we still our individual selves in heaven? I think so. I believe so. Yeah, right. Certainly. I'm thinking so. Why? Why? How come? Why do I think that? Because those two things are sort of the basis of love. Individuals with free will, the ability to make choices, right? We're not robots, and we're not forced to do it. We're free. And so we have the capacity to make bad choices. And it would seem like that might still exist, even into eternity. But will we? Will we make bad choices in heaven? Does it happen? Well, it did. It did happen. In Luke chapter 10, verse 18, Jesus tells his disciples that he, quote, saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And in Isaiah chapter 14, the prophet says, "How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer. You have been cast down to earth. You said, 'I will make myself like the Most High.' But you are brought down to the realm of the dead." Yeah, I mean, you've probably heard this. One of God's original angels experienced a million-mile fall from grace. It happened. It happened. Now, we know that the angels, and Satan among them, were created before the earth. How do we know that? Well, among other places, in Job chapter 38, verse 7, there's that beautiful line. I think we might have read it recently. And it's a great imagery. God is describing there how he created the earth. And God says that when he did it, quote, the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. Ugh, right? The angels were already there to witness it, the creation of the earth. Pretty neat. But apparently there were some angels who were not so joyful, right? Who were not content with their circumstances there in heaven. Revelation 12, verses 3 and 4 says this. Now, this is, Revelation is all very much imagery. It says this. An enormous red dragon appeared in heaven. Its tail swept one-third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to earth. And some people, a lot of theologians, believe this is a reference to the fall of Satan and the notion that he took about a third of the angels along with him. Maybe, it could be. Could be. But why? Why? Why would they rebel? They were in heaven. Yeah? What could be better? Presumably, it was all really great, right? Wonderful. They were there in heaven, and they were in the presence of God. Well, for them, that was the problem. They were in God's presence, but they were not God, and never would be. And that was something that Satan and the other fallen angels simply could not accept because of pride. For them, pride came before the fall. Yeah, yeah. I will make myself like the Most High, he said. I will be like God. That's what he thought. And pride, his pride, came before the fall. That's what happened. And we're taught about this and warned about this throughout the Bible. The story of Adam and Eve gives a perfect example of this. The story of Adam and Eve and the so-called fall of man is a metaphor for this, this fall from grace of the fallen angels. The original Garden of Eden, if you think about it, was sort of like heaven. Everything was perfect and provided for, and God was right there in their presence. And yet, they sinned. They fell. And what God realized in that story is that what Adam and Eve needed, what his children needed, was a dose of something. Like a dose of a vaccine against sin. What they needed and what we needed was a dose of reality. What we needed, what they needed, was life on earth. Life on earth. Physical existence. A dose of reality. That's what we needed. A place to experience hardship, pain, fear, anxiety, and yes, a place to find our way to joy through love and service to others. A place where our relationship with God has to be built on faith, not certainty. Where we struggle. We struggle so hard with our doubts that it makes our faith and love of God even stronger. That's life on earth, isn't it? This is life on Earth. It's our boot camp, our flu shot, and it's our gateway to heaven. And as part of this life, this process of life on Earth, our boot camp, God has given us a promise, a covenant, a new covenant. And that's the key to it all. And here's the new plan, the new covenant. God says, you will live this life on Earth, and I promise that you will no longer ever fall from grace. And that's the message of all of our readings today. The 34th Psalm, it's a Psalm of David, is a Psalm of unconditional grace. God is good. God saves. God delivers. He is our refuge in times of trouble. In Galatians 5, our own St. Paul, he talks about a perceived fall from grace. But it's not real. We do it to ourselves, and we kind of alienate ourselves from God because of our human pride. But ultimately, if you read it, through the grace of Jesus Christ, we're brought back home. And then there's probably not a better example of this anywhere in the Bible than our gospel reading today, the story of the prodigal son. We all know it. That story parallels everything we've been talking about this morning. Think of it. The younger son, the prodigal son, was so spoiled, he didn't realize what he was doing. He wanted his share of the estate. He wanted to be lifted up like the Most High. He didn't know how good he had it, because he had never struggled, never suffered. He was never cold or hungry. He needed a dose of reality. And he got it, didn't he? He sure did. He sure did. He got a dose of reality, a dose of life on Earth. And then it says in verse 17, he came to his senses. And he got up and he went home. He went home to his father, who welcomed him home with loving arms. So yeah, the prodigal son had fallen, that's true, but he had not fallen from grace. His father welcomed him back with open arms. And for us, the promise is the same. Nothing can separate us from the love and grace of God that is in Christ Jesus. So in closing, as I reflect back on my moment of lost sleep the other night, yes, I believe we will all be in heaven. Great hymn about that, right? When we'll all get to heaven, right? I believe we'll all be in heaven together as individuals with our own personalities and with free will, and the capacity to love and to praise God and to appreciate all that it is. And also with the freedom to make choices. And I believe our choices will all be good. Why? Because sin is sort of like a virus, kind of like the flu. And life on Earth is our flu shot. And it was given to us as a gift so that we can fully appreciate heaven when we get there. And we're going to get there. The Bible says every knee will bow. Every knee will bow. And every tongue will acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.